It began as one mother talking to another, one mother telling stories of teaching her young sons the painful and ugly truth of life, that being black in America can cost you your dignity, your self-confidence, and in some cases, your life. It grew into that mother and seven other African-American mothers sharing their stories recently at the Missouri History Museum. Those in the audience were a racially diverse group made up mostly of mothers, some who brought their children. The speakers each recounted how they had to explain to their sons, usually starting at a young age, about the unfairness of life and how they would have to comport themselves for the rest of their lives in order to stay alive. Christy Griffin is the founder and president of the Ethics Project. She organized the event and started the discussion. As she said, going back to slavery, mothers have been having talks with their sons about what they could or could not do, where they could or could not go, what they could or could not say. And we are still having these conversations. Marlo Thomas Tulock continued. She spoke about having the talk with her grandson, who's a senior at Normandy High School. He knew Michael Brown, who graduated from the school just months ago. "He was a good dude," the grandson told her. Thomas Tulock said, "The first time we had the talk, it was too hard. I had to be honest about the truth. If the police stop you, you need to be humble. You need to be prepared to be humiliated. Take your hands out of your pockets." The others all shared similar stories. Among them were Amy Hunter of the YWCA of Metro St. Louis, the Reverend Tracy Blackman, pastor of Christ the King United Church of Christ in Florissant, and Kimberly Norwood, a professor at Washington University's School of Law. Asata Henderson asked the white mothers of the audience, "While we have our talks with our sons about surviving, what are you, the mothers of police officers, judges, and CEOs, talking about with your sons?" Carol Daniel of KMOX Radio took the conversation in another direction. She said that the talk with her sons had been solely about education. She described the injustices and indignities black boys, like hers and mine, have suffered in their classrooms. She told how one of her sons, at 13, complained of being singled out and disciplined more harshly than his white classmates for minor misbehaviors. I share parts of each of these women's stories. I, too, have a son who, in school and on the streets, was judged, prejudged for his skin color. Their pain is my pain. This conversation was more like a series of monologues. Each woman could have spoken longer, but the two-hour session came to a close before any dialogue could begin. Griffin is planning a follow-up session where mothers of all colors will break into small groups so that all can speak, all can be heard. This, she said, was just the start. I'm Linda Lockhart, St. Louis Public Radio.